Here we are on Greek Mew, starting on May 1st, 1986, and running through October 28th, and with some fairly extensive changes in direction in this book. So still trying to like it, Delta Beta and Delta Beta S on the beginning of the book, a continuation of the same type of thing on page one. Going on here, Saturday, May 3rd, and May 5th, and so on and so forth. Different attempts at this, Beta S K117. Page 11, check on Phil's preparation. Nothing very remarkable at this point. Typical comments, reattempt at P Delta Beta S K117, KPN Sal Kick. Carpenter, Kiap, page 17, Tuesday, May 27th, continuing to check the material. Nothing very remarkable. On page 25, Friday, June 20th, I see something a little different. We'll see what this is. This is a beginning of looking at colonies made from. I missed a page, that's why it doesn't make sense. We go to page 23, Sunday, June 15th, and this is beginning to think about what can be made from the EK cells of Martin Evans, or experiments with EK cells, what we now call embryonic stem cell. So these cells were grown on an STO cell, on STO cells. These cells were plated and then irradiated or treated in similar ways to prevent them from growing, and these were, but without killing them, and these were feeder cells for the embryonic stem cell. And so it's starting on Friday, June 13th, with Natalie Tripsinai's a suitable EKSTO cell dish, allowed to them to adhere, and took the supernatant, etc., to dishes in which various things were put in, that were plated to look at. And so she plated onto these cells the EK STO cell without a feeder layer. I got this a little wrong. She plated EK STO cell dish, which is a dish where the already EK cell on the STO feeder layer. The STO cells are dead, or at least won't replicate, and so what we're looking at is what happens to the EK cell when they grow without a feeder layer. Just for test of this type of thing, beginning. And we're looking to see that there are plenty of large aggregates, too big for 2 days, they mustn't have been single cell, etc. So beginning to think about this idea. And looking at the same cultures over time. And Tuesday, June 17th, a comment on my sister Nancy's birthday, Nancy Elizabeth, on June 17th, 1986, she would have been 56 years old or thereabouts. So looking at what's happening with little illustrations on page 22, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, beginning to understand, to see what happened. And so here this is continuing on 7 days, on Friday, June 20th, dark material, etc., etc. But on the, Friday, June 20th, page 25, the next day, Saturday, June 28th, page 24, opposing, which is now at 15 days, about 1 to 2 to 5% of the embryoid bodies have cardiac muscle beating, exclamation mark, and not necessarily large bodies or complex, but can be as... can be 0.5 mil cultures were best. This is a very moment that anybody who has ever worked with embryonic stem cell and has seen this happen, it's always quite hair-raising. Literally your hair stands on end when you first see this, that these, that it makes you realize that these embryonic stem cells are alive, because they're beating. And the usual comment is, oh, and it's so common, is this comment, it's almost universal, that people say, oh my God, and that's irrespective of religion. It's a comment that's so common when people see this. And I remember, in fact, it still makes my hair stand on end to think about it, what you feel when you first see this and realize that these cells are not just culture cells, they're almost living animals, as it were. And in fact, they are animals in tissue culture, if one thinks about it. I often call ES cells mice in tissue culture. Sunday, June 29th, at 16 days, getting about over 1 mil cultures. Most of the bodies are now dark brown and look poor. The cells are dying. The 0.5 mil, probably more are positive, more of the positive are smaller and not brown, etc. Round the figure is about 6% of positive. So comments on what the morphology looks like. 18 days still looking at them and still finding beating cells on page 27th, Tuesday, July 1st. Very sparse, but one small cluster beating, or three or four clusters not beating. And scrapped at that experiment at that point. And starting again Tuesday, July 1st, Natalie set up 4 mil, 2 mil, 1 mil, etc. Cultures, changed the medium twice, and at 4 days, used to collect a reasonable set of embryos, etc. I'm thinking about putting them into something a bit more easy to see. So put them into a micro dish. Was the idea, 24-cell well micro dish. That time called micro, it wouldn't be anymore. I picked 40 embryos at 5 days. And some embryoid bodies. And then moved them to Neil First's lab, Carol and Bob being in that lab, beginning to think about learning to make to do our own work in making animals from embryonic stem cells. So here is the first indication that we're on the way to making animals, deriving mice from embryonic stem cells. Not really true to say making animals, deriving animals. And here is a help from Tom. This is Tom Deutschman. I'm pretty certain it didn't say Tom Deutschman, but it says you'll find the embryonic fibroblast preparation method. And because we by then, this is June 18th, 1986. There's a little history here. I'd approached Martin Evans to see if we could get someone to help with the work going that was obviously being planned now to go to making deriving mice from embryonic stem cell. And he said, well, I know of a postdoc who has lots of experience with embryonic stem cells, and who is now in Germany and looking to return to England, USA from Germany, and his name is Tom Deutschman. If you get in touch with him, he might come to your lab. And I did get in touch with him, and he did say, yes, I'll come. And this is the beginning of any recorded contact with him, so that this is he saying he has ordered the STO cells from American Type Culture Collection, and they're HPRT minus, and he says they look pretty good, and goes on to comment on how to use them, preparation of mouse embryonic fibroblast also being another possible way of working to make fibroblasts and treat them. So here is the beginning of a contact with Tom. And there, as I say, also on Tuesday, July 1st, the beginning of contact with a group that knew how to manipulate embryos. Neil First's lab in the University of Wisconsin, Department of Meat and Animal Sciences, as I remember. And so we took these embryos to his lab, and Carol commented, thinks that these were on the large size, and even the embryos were big, so try some more that are smaller. She said, aim at 3 to 4 days next time. So we're beginning to think about going from culture cells to real, to complete organisms. So Thursday, July 3rd, page 31, setting up a lot of little wells. Transferring about 40 symmetrical embryoid bodies to microtite or agar well, etc. And comments on what they look like, and a diagram of what they look like, and what happened thereafter. That's Thursday, July 3rd, Saturday. First day in 8 days, first day in Arga, very little change, etc. Sunday, clearly depreciating the cells, outlying cells are dead, etc. Abandoned. Perhaps two large cultures. Of course, a lot of other things one would now know, and the difficulty of having cells in even a small dish without the right growth factors. Saturday, July 5th, page 33, trying human chorionic I'm not sure what, no, HCHO cells, no, formaldehyde, here we go. Let's start again. Saturday, July 5th, page 33, a staining tried formaldehyde, fetal calf serum, etc., etc., fixation, just how to stain the cell. But looking at embryos tested were from one mill of 6/27 culture and many mitoses. So one could see that the cells were dividing. And a recipe for staining nuclei is then on page 34 for Herx staining. So here we go, now beginning to look at cells and putting them into fixatives, staining them with orsine, staining them with picric acid, etc. on page 35, Monday, July 7th. Neutral red, vital dye in PBS, bingo. Extremely intense staining, virtually black, can try a range of concentration. So at least one can stain very well with a neutral red. And that Herx 33342 could not see it with rich spritzers equipment. So beginning to trypsinize cells and adsorbed. So Natalie sub Tuesday, July 8th, page 37. Natalie subcultured the cells and allowed the adherent cells to attach, and then took the cells which didn't attach. So she's separating trypsinized EK cells and capturing those that don't attach, which include the embryonic stem cell rather than the fibroblasts. And the following pages are devoted to looking at these types of cell. Wednesday, July 9th, 39 page, looking at Thursday, some free doublets and possibly some quadruplets, but there are clusters as well, so thinking I'm beginning to see the cell divisions. Thursday, July 10th, staining with neutral red, mouse experiments. Beginning, sacrifice the second of the last of Tuesday, July 1st implantation experiment. We better look back and see what that is. No signs of anything positive. So the July 1st experiment was that the cells were about a reasonable set of embryos. It was talking about on 4 days, about 20 were put into a 2 day and 3 day old, 3 day post plug mouse at 3 p.m. In other words, 2 or 3 days. DPC DPC days post coitum, though we weren't using that term yet, but these are 2 and 3 days DPC mice, and into them we put a reasonable set of embryos in the hope that some animals would accept these cells. And so there we are. That's with the sacrifice of these of the animals to look. That was the the sacrifice, the second, the last of the Tuesday, July 1st implantation experiments. I presumably we sacrificed one earlier that I didn't notice. The first was on Tuesday and was also negative, so that's why there is not much notice of it. But there's no sign of any implantation in the Tuesday, July 1st implantation experiment.
But that's the wrong way of it. Oliver, you should stop me.
Yes, I'm going to stop after this.
After that, is it too many?
So that, however, I also sacrificed, we also sacrificed all 5 of the Wednesday, July 2nd implantation. So the second implantation had been carried out on July 2nd. on the July, yes, 5 Wednesday, July 2nd implantation, which is not well recorded here. this says all females, all sacrifice. Let's get to that again. We also sacrificed all 5 of the Wednesday, July 2nd implantation experiment, and 1 female had 1 implantation. Dark red encapsulated like an amniotic sac, body with some structure, no sign of a placenta. Wouldn't be time in that time. No signs of a placenta, but dissected out the body, fixed in Buens prior to sectioning. Very promising. Try in future for 16 cell symmetrical molio. And so we'll end this section by the page 43, Thursday, July 20, evening. Cells left most of the day at room temperature, etc. In new first embryo meeting, seems to have a lot of doubles and some quadruples. So it checks out on double staining with neutral red and Herx. Get more of this medium and try again and set up for photography. On the opposite page, a note from, it looks like, Jerry. Possibly. Enclosed is the something gene, Gen 3 gene, described in MGG and the reference, etc. Good luck with it. Anyway, we can find out what that is later on. And that's a good place to stop today.